Director of Forestry Fitzgerald Providence said in some areas up to 70% of the forest has been destroyed by the explosive eruption of La Soufre volcano.
In terms of the explosive eruption, it has impacted the forest in different areas and in different degrees. For example, on the slopes of the volcano, which are the closest and in the red zone, it would have had a major impact, destruction of I would say, around 70% plus of the forest on the slopes of the volcano. If you go to visit these areas, you would see the impact, particularly from the Richmond area. Most of the vegetation on that side of the volcano is gone, but fortunately, the area to the north of the volcano, because of the protective ridge that was there, it was safe from the impact of the collapses of the ash and pyroclastic flows that would have occurred on the southern, eastern, and western side. But the northern side seemed to have been protected from the devastation of the eruption.
Mr. Providence said in areas in the orange zone, the volcanic eruption has significantly impacted the forest floor and the ash fall has affected the smaller plants. He said big leaf trees seem to have suffered the worst damage, while in the yellow and green zones, there was heavy ash fall, which has since been washed away by rainfall.
In the other areas, such as the lower areas like the orange zone, you would have had heavy ash fall, which would have impacted on the forest also, causing breakage of branches and leaves fall. But it has impacted greatly on the forest floor, where there's a thick layer of ash on the forest floor, which has retarded the vegetation from the bottom bay. So you would have had damage to the foliage. Some of the branches of the saplings and young trees would have been damaged. And what we noticed, the big leaf trees seem to have had the most damage than the leaves, that the trees that had smaller leaves. And you have the covering of the understory and the forest floor, which again retards the growth of the plants on the forest floor, because the forest has three layers, upper story, a middle story, and the ground story, which protects the soil immediately. So that has been impacted in the orange zone. And in the yellow zone, you would mainly have had, yellow and green zone, you would mainly have had heavy ash fall, which would have covered the leaves, but we have had some rains that have washed most of the leaves off.
Mr. Providence noted that despite the devastation, the department has already observed signs of regeneration of trees. And he said the department will be implementing a series of programs to ensure the restoration of the country's forested areas.
In terms of the recovery, we see signs of regeneration. We see some of the broken leaves, the new leaves coming up, even on the broken branches, which is good. But we are still seeing the ground floor recover. In case where there have been total devastation, well, there would be slow regeneration back into forest cover, beginning with the pioneer species coming in, and then you'd have the other plants coming in.
And that was the Director of Forestry, Fitzgerald Providence. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's La Soufre Volcano Update.